From Washington, this is VOA News. The death toll rises following a deadly stampede near Mecca. Latest reports say at least 717 people are dead, hundreds injured after a stampede Thursday outside the city of Mecca during the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage. Saudi officials say the incident happened in Mina, where pilgrims throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in the final Hajj ritual before beginning the Eid al-Adha festival. Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Directorate gave the casualty figures on its Twitter account and posted pictures showing rescue workers attending to people on stretchers, including one who appears to be trying to resuscitate a man. Multiple deadly stampedes have taken place at the Hajj during the past 25 years, as huge numbers of people gathered for the five-day event. The Hajj is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their lifetime. This year, about 2 million people are participating. A suicide bomber blew himself up during prayers at a mosque targeting worshippers attending the Eid al-Adha prayers in Yemen's capital of Sana'a. It killed 25 people, according to security officials. They say dozens were wounded in the blast at the Al-Balaib Mosque, who remained neutral in the conflict that has splintered that country. However, it is located in an area where many people support the Houthi rebels who control Sana'a. The security official said the suicide bomber placed an explosive device in his shoe, causing an initial explosion. As worshippers rushed to the door, he detonated himself in the middle of the crowd. Yemen has been torn by ferocious war pitting Houthis and fighting former president. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is expected to touch on sensitive issues, including the Middle East refugee crisis, climate change, and the excesses of capitalism when he delivers a much-anticipated address to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Thursday. The Pope has spoken out strongly about the dangers to our planet posed by economic injustice and climate change, and the Vatican has welcomed the Iran nuclear deal. The Pope's positions on these issues are closer to Democratic President Barack Obama's views than those held by leading Republicans. Pope Francis Wednesday celebrated his first Mass on U.S. soil, a majestic ceremony that opened with joyously ringing church bells, solemn chants, and the first canonization in the United States. European leaders have pledged more than $1 billion to help Syrian refugees in the Middle East, an attempt to stop the flow of migrants arriving on the continent's southern shores. But big differences remain over what to do with the migrants who have already arrived, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
European leaders are scrambling to find a way to stem this flow. After an emergency meeting Wednesday, the EU pledged $1.1 billion for the United Nations and other aid agencies to help Syrians in the Middle East. Leaders also agreed on closer cooperation and tighter border controls. Donald Tusk is European Council President.
It is clear that the greatest tide of refugees and migrants is yet to come. Therefore, we need to correct the policy of open doors and windows.
A plan to redistribute 120,000 refugees across member states is facing a legal challenge from Slovakia. Up to 1 million asylum seekers are expected to reach Germany alone this year. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Washington Thursday for talks with President Obama on thorny issues, including cyber attacks, human rights, and economics, after spending the first 2 days of his U.S. visit focused primarily on the importance of cooperation between the two countries. Xi on Wednesday met the top leaders of some of America's largest tech companies in Seattle, Washington, including Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Boeing, and Facebook. A Chinese leader assured them he is committed to improving intellectual property rights and making it easier for foreign companies to do business in China. U.S. business leaders are seeking personal assurances from Xi that their companies will be treated fairly when they do business in China and that Beijing will scale back its alleged large-scale cyber theft of commercial secrets that has cost American companies billions of dollars in recent years. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.